Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
The podcast is up and about, and no doubt you'll be listening to it soon. That was a choke on purpose, by the way, because we talked about choking on the show. Could you beat Shuey Louie's choking story? Poor girl, choking on a piece of beetroot on a Friday night. It's the last thing anyone needs. A classic game of crayon or condom was also making the podcast. We got a divorce lawyer on. That was real upbeat and good fun. Plus, have you ever staged an April Fool's Day prank with your prosthetic limb? Boy, did that over-deliver. Oh, plus, the world's hardest eye quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And we all know that you called in sick on Friday. You helped plan the show, and about an hour before we went to air, you started getting the sweats, you went very pale, and you had to go home.
It was an emotional Friday.
Yeah, it was.
So you'd think that was the last of it, you know. You'd think I'd get home and I'd hopefully just have a good sleep and be fine. Taxied home, stopped off at a salad place. I wanted a wrap or something, but I had to wait for the meter going. Got a nice beetroot salad.
Good call.
Yeah. So I get home, and all I want to do is hop into bed and sleep. And I can hear this loud, like, doof, 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 doof bass when I'm in the lift.
Oh, it's not that annoying roommate of yours again, is it?
So I get home, and one of my flatmates, he's got about six of his guy mates over, and they've got the bass going, some heavy drum and bass kind of music. And I'm not kidding you, I opened the door, and I gave them the evilest look I have ever given anyone in my whole entire life, like scowled back at them.
And we know it's a Friday night at this point, and it's probably only about 7:30 p.m. on a Friday, but you guys have had a bit of history, and there's been a bit of a chat about music and noise complaints and whatnot, so evil stare,
so I'm
valid.
Yeah, very valid. Anyway, give them an evil stare. I don't even think I say hello. I'm that rude. And I storm off to my bedroom.
Acceptable.
So then I'm in my bedroom. I'm on the phone to my other flatmate, weeping, being like, I'm so sick. I just want to go to sleep, you know, like, and I can't, and it's so loud. So I start eating my my beetroot salad. Disaster strikes. I'm not kidding you. I start choking on a beetroot. So I'm like, I cannot breathe, and I'm in my bedroom, and I have to run out of my bedroom with beetroot stuck in my throat, wave at the boys who I've just given this evil death stare and get them to come and basically Heimlich manoeuvre me to get this beetroot out. And I'm like dying in the middle of the lounge. The beetroot finally flies out of my mouth. Scarred. I don't think I can eat ever again. I've been drinking liquids all day.
It's rocked your confidence, there's no doubt about it. If it's the beetroot segment I'm imagining, sort of cut up into quarters, that's quite the chunk.
Oh, I can still taste it in my throat. I'm terrified.
Look, on 13 10 60, I guess what we're after here is just anyone who thinks they've got a worse choking story than Shuey Louie, just to ring in and let Louie know that it's all alright, the world will keep on spinning, one choke doesn't make a meal, and that she is safe to eat solid fluids again. Because I think there have been more severe choking stories out there than choking on a piece of beetroot whilst you're sick and having to go out to the roommate you're feuding with and ask for a Heimlich remover in front of all the boys as they're about eight tinnies deep.
I hope there's worse than that.
13 10 60. Have you choked worse than Shuey Louie?
And I said, Shuey Louie shaking up, show her that she's not alone. If there's someone out there who's choked on a chicken bone, let's get Shuey Louie out of this mess. You have a choke story, call the show if yes.
Because this is a community on 13 10 60, Shuey Louie. They will come to the party tonight. People forget to chew their food from time to time. And although there's the embarrassment of choking in front of seven lads, although you've had to get a Heimlich off someone that you don't like, and although there is still a beetroot stain on the carpet, you won't be getting your bond back, things get darker.
I hope so.
And that's where the listeners are coming in tonight on 13 10 60. Have you choked worse than Shuey Louie on a beetroot segment? We'll get the calls on the NX, the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And I said, Shuey Louie shaking up, show her that she's not alone. If there's someone out there who's choked on a chicken bone, let's get Shuey Louie out of this mess. You have a choke story, call the show if yes.
13 10 60, call with your choking stories. Make Shuey Louie feel better. Know that there's worse chokes out there than a little bit of beetroot segment. Granted, she did have to go into the lounge room, get the Heimlich remover by a roommate that she doesn't like. He had seven of the boys around. No doubt they would have been gossiping about you behind
playing
your back
drum
afterwards.
Drum and bass, and then Heimlich manoeuvre.
And the beetroot's going to stay in the carpet as well.
I know. And my top. Are we down my top?
Yeah. Look, I'm convinced there must be worse choke stories out there. Nathan in Menai on 131060. What's your choke? Is it worse than Chewy Louis?
Yeah, I was out on a date and hoping to get a kiss off a lady. And anyways, I didn't choke on a food as such. A fly went down my throat and it got stuck there. Bent over, coughing my guts up, trying to get it up. And eventually spat it out and ruined the mood. Yeah. Gone.
Did the fly date come over. Out?
Yeah. It came back up. Just feel it buzzing around. Gone.
You're buzzing around
and
your throat.
I've been on the planet long enough to understand that women want a guy who can just swallow the fly and move on, not make a big fuss about it.
Big like, drama queen.
They want a big masculine guy who just takes it in his stride. Just, how's your day been? Big old drama queen, Nathan. Caitlin in Melbourne, you got a choke story?
I do. I work in a big hospital and I was kind of booking this patient's next appointment. They were getting out their diary to write it in and I went to have a sip of water and it just went down the wrong pipe and I just went into a choking fit, like face was red, tears down my eyes. Yeah. Before I knew it, I had physios and OTs around me checking if I was okay. I had the patient looking at me really concerned.
Because it's an average choke. It's your standard everyday choke on the water. Yes, all right, it's gone down the wrong hole. But the fact that you are a nurse or doctor in a hospital, Caitlin, it's so much worse. It's like you're getting your hair cut by someone with a real shit hairdo and you're just like, is this person right for this job?
Right, exactly. And it's the wheezing as well. It's like the trying to breathe in between to say something like, I'm okay, but you can't.
No, it's
good place to choke, though.
Yeah, great
you know,
place
like you've got
choke.
Doctors all around.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Caitlin. Ryan in Hobart, wrap this up on 131060. You can hear Shoey Louie's confidence slowly getting back.
I've got to spring him a stick
now,
don't I?
There's a bit of colour in your cheeks again. I'm happy about this. What was your choking story, Ryan?
Yeah, so I choked on a noodle. So I was having pre-drinks and got a bit hungry and had some noodles and ended up going out in the town and had a bit too much and ended up throwing up a couple of noodles and had a long one stuck in my throat.
Yeah.
And here I was trying to pull it out.
I can feel that.
It's a tough one. You've got a 30 centimetre long noodle and they say never drink and walk in a box at the same time. It's
pretty
just dangerous.
Much. That's the same.
Well, and it would tickle your throat trying to get it out.
It reminds me, I used to go to the, well, I still do go to the gym, but I used to live in Townsville and I'd have gummy bears. It's a very nice snack to have as a post-workout because it's fast digesting sugar. Mm. But all the gummy bears would melt in the glove box. So I just had this whole slab of melted gummy bears and I'm driving and just taking a little bit of it and I think, oh, I could just rip it off and swallow it. And it hasn't broken and I've just got this massive string of melty gummy bears just going right down my side. I'm pulling it back out like a magician pulling out handkerchiefs.
Like
out of his mouth. Oh, it's good. The confidence is restored.
I'm
in
back.
The old
Look
girl.
At me.
Very good.
Smiling away.
Thank you. We will play a zany game next with Alexander the Outrageous.
That's outrageous.
Yes. He's going to play a game of crayon or condom. If you can guess the condom flavour or the crayon colour, maybe a Danny Lakey goody sack up for grabs.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's International Crayola Crayon Day, guys. It's big. This is big. This is real big. We all remember the Crayola crayons. Of course, you got your reds, your oranges, your yellows, your standards. And I think the day that they invented burnt sienna, you knew it had all changed. You knew the second they were going outside of the colour box and the colour scheme there that they meant business. And celebrating the Crayola Crayon Day, you realise that Crayola crayons actually have 142 different coloured crayons in their selection.
What? There's like 12 colours in the world.
No. These guys run the full rack when it comes to the colour scale. And I got looking at colours like purple pizzazz and screaming green and magic mint are all colours on the Crayola crayon scale. And I thought, geez, they sound a lot like condom flavours as well, if you ask me. But what a perfect opportunity to get Outrageous Alexander.
That's outrageous.
All the way from the UK to play a good old-fashioned outrageous game of crayon or condom. And if anyone who wants to take on Outrageous Alexander on 131060.
That is over the top and bloody outrageous.
They'll score themselves a Danny Lakey goody sack, maybe.
Yay!
It's time for Outrageous Alexander's favourite game, condom or crayon.
Yay!
Yeah, it is bloody outrageous. Thank you, Danny Lakey. He's just gone off to the toilet for half a second. And, I mean, it is outrageous, guys, because my two favourite things, crayons and safe sex. And if you can distinguish between the two tonight, whether it's a crayon colour or a condom flavour, and get over 80% in the outrageous quiz, then a Danny Lakey goodie sack, all yours.
That's outrageous.
Yes, it is. As we get Lauren in Melbourne. Hey, bae.
Hi.
Yeah, outrageous. Just tell me whether this is a Crayola crayon colour or an outrageous flavoured condom. You ready? Question number one. Wild watermelon. Oh, I am so outrageous.
A condom flavour?
Oh, is it a condom flavour? Incorrect, ooh, I'm afraid.
Lauren.
Wild watermelon, that's a Crayola colour.
Damn.
Yeah, very outrageous indeed, if you ask me. You're 0 from 1. No more mistakes now from you, Lauren. What about jazzberry jam?
Crayola colour.
Yes.
That's bloody correct. I am so outrageous. 1 from 2, Lauren. Keep going here. Hold your nerve. For number 3, I'm talking Cherry Amour. Is it a Crayola crayon colour or a condom flavour? Cherry Amour. That is over
condom
the top
flavor.
And bloody outrageous. Sorry, you were talking over my outrageous voice grabs because I'm an outrageous quiz show host. What did you say? Condom flavour?
Yes.
That's correct.
Cherry Amour.
Now, give me a few more and more of cherry condoms.
That's outrageous.
That is outrageous, but that's what I do. Question number 4. 2 from 3 so far. You get the next 2 correct. Danny Lakey goodie sack, all yours. Irish cream. Is it a Crayola crayon or a condom flavour? Irish cream.
A condom flavour.
Like a condom flavour.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous. But it's correct as well.
You're good, Lauren.
It's all come down to this. You could be the 5th person ever to get your hands on a Danny Lakey goodie sack. Just tell me whether this is a Crayola crayon colour or a condom flavour. Banana Mania.
A Crayola colour.
You've done it, girl.
That is bloody outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Lauren in Melbourne, congratulations. The Danny Lakey goodie sack, all yours. The Danny Lakey stubby holder. The Danny Lakey bubblegum flavoured condom. The Danny Lakey cola flavoured condom. The Danny Lakey chocolate massage oil. The Danny Lakey banana flavoured massage oil. And a canvas bag. That, my friend,
so
that's outrageous.
Very outrageous.
Congratulations. Danny Lakey will be in next. Not nearly as outrageous as me. But he will be trying to prank call one of producer Jack's friends.
That is over the top and bloody outrageous.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Whether you like it or not, every now and then there'll be a divorce. There'll be a divorce, of course. Wait, what is it? More than 50% of marriages end in divorce now.
It's a staring amount.
Staggering amount of people making the wrong decision right from the start, Shuey Louie. And I mean, if you haven't signed a prenup, you might want to get a load of this guy, Michael Tice, one of the best divorce lawyers in the country, and we've got him on the show.
He's a divorce lawyer, divorce lawyer, on the show, on the show.
Hello, Michael Tice, you divorce lawyer, you.
That's probably the best introduction I've ever had.
Doesn't surprise me. This show's known for its great introduction to making our guests feel very welcome. Now, me and my ex-girlfriend, we've been done for about 18 months now. She left her jumper all those years ago. She wants it back. Is there a clause after 18 months it's my jumper because it's bloody warm?
Why would you want it? Get your own.
What?
Great advice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Get the ex on the phone, producer Jack. She doesn't have a case. I mean, you spend your life like separating people who once loved each other once upon a time. Things must get very, very messy, I'd imagine, in your industry.
Well, we spend a fair bit of time on both ends. So we spend time prepping people to actually be appropriately organised to enter into a relationship. But then we do also spend a fair bit of time unknitting the trouble that people get themselves into.
God, what about if I made quite a bit of money one day? Would you recommend a nupch, a prenupch? Because that's honestly one of the things. It would be honestly one of the things holding me back from marriage. Not to sound like
not signing a prenup.
Yeah.
But if you love them, why do you need to do that?
Because everyone loves each other at the start, and clearly 50% of them don't love each other at the end.
It's a very
no one ever
point.
Signed up getting married and said, "Well, there's probably going to be a divorce on the cards." Yet 50% of them do. What do you think, Ticey?
A lot of people do have what we call financial agreements nowadays. They can be binding. There are circumstances where a court can overturn them, but it's usually a really good idea to have one because at least it sets your mind into the train of thinking about what you've got and what you need to do to actually plan in the event things don't work.
Mm. Yeah, right. Producer Jack, he's got a question. Are you planning on getting married to a man, Producer Jack? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
But one day, hopefully.
Yeah.
But Michael, is it true that if you live with your partner, even not being married for like 6 months or more, that they are then entitled to half of your stuff?
Nah. There's no concept of 50% under our law. That might actually be the result if you've been together for, you know, many years or you've made special contributions. But if you and your boyfriend are living together for 2 years, then an application can be made to a court.
Ooh, 2 years is not long.
It's not very long at all for them to get their hands on Producer Jack's riches.
I've got a burning question. What are your thoughts on Justin Bieber not signing a prenup with Hailey Baldwin?
I think that's pretty foolish.
Yeah,
even
sucker.
I think that
foolish sucker. Absolutely foolish. Hey, 131060, you can remain anonymous if you've got a divorce question for divorce lawyer Michael Tice. Hello, anonymous.
Hi.
What's your question?
Okay, so my question was, I've been together with my partner for 2 years, married for 1 year, and we just had a separation a week ago, and my question was, how long do I have to wait to get rid of him? Like, how long?
Okay, first thing, have you thought about counselling? Because sometimes, you know, things can be remedied. That's the first step. And yeah, if you're absolutely clear that you're not going to get back together, you've got to wait 12 months.
12 months,
you've got to be separated for a continuous period of 12 months before you can apply for a divorce.
Who's richer, Annie, you and him, Anonymous?
Sorry,
who earns more money, Annie, you and him?
He does.
Yeah, right. So what do you reckon, Michael? She could get like a pretty good cut, even if it's only been like a year marriage?
No, because what we look at contributions and what people brought in.
Oh, no.
So that's going to be limiting if you haven't made it a lot of contribution, you haven't had a child, you didn't bring much in. So it's really not like all those American dramas.
Oh, you haven't contributed anything, Anonymous. Come on. You got a 3 month. Jeez, you guys don't muck around.
Yeah, that's a quick timeline.
The kid could change everything, couldn't it, the Tyson?
The kid changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Now we're back in the game.
The juice.
So we're now moving to future needs. And if the child is going to live with you, usually that is what happens, then you're going to have some very significant future needs. So you're back in the game.
Yeah, get it, girl. Get it, girl. It's amazing how one small fetus changes the whole destiny.
Oh, what you'd expect, Annie, so yes.
Well, you know, swings and roundabouts. 131060. If you've got a question for divorce lawyer Michael Tice, hit us up right now. 131060. It's the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
If you just joined us, we've got a divorce lawyer on the show. If you are teetering on the divorce, or maybe just have in the back of your head, maybe a divorce might be a good thing in your life right now. 131060, Michael Tice is ready to answer all your questions because he is a divorce lawyer.
He's a divorce lawyer, divorce lawyer. On the show, on the show.
The Ticeman, the enticer, the enticement. Michael Tice, the divorce lawyer, of course, his law firm, Tice.com, T-I-Y-C-E. If it's a divorce you want, Michael Tice will get your money's worth. Is that good? Is that good selling?
New slogan.
That's excellent selling.
Hey, a lot of calls coming through, thick and fast. Shuey Louie took an interesting one off the air. I don't think we're going to get them on, but
yeah,
the gist of it.
He was saying they've been separated divorced for 3 months, and she's just found out that he's actually gay, and he's wondering where he stands because she's trying to, you know, take him to court and all these things.
Oh, God, does heterosexuality and homosexuality have anything to do with the way the divorce ends up?
Nothing at all. No. The laws are all the same now.
Okay, well, that's
so
good.
She can jog on.
What about
she can.
What about if you cheat on a partner and your partner finds out that you were like infidelity? Does that always look bad in the courts when trying to settle?
It looks bad, but it usually isn't relevant. It might be relevant if money has been spent on drugs or prostitutes or buying, you know, Tiffany rings for the new girlfriend, because then we can claw that money back.
Yep.
But the fact of having an affair itself doesn't really matter.
Yeah, right. Well, a very important takeaway, miss. If you are going to have an affair, just make sure to withdraw the money and don't ask for a receipt and pay with cash.
Pay with cash, fantastic, guys. Good tip.
Paper trails your enemies, I think, is what the enticement's trying to say there.
Yeah, that we spent a lot of time going through that.
All right, we've got an anonymous call. Hello, anonymous. Anonymous number one, anyway. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question to the enticement?
My question is, I've been separated for roughly 15 years. My ex is someone I do not want to contact. How do I go about getting a divorce?
Okay, so you can file an application for a divorce online. Usually you have to serve that document on your partner, though, or your former partner?
I have no clue where he is, okay. And I don't wish to go there, which is the reason we haven't got a divorce previously.
Okay. if it is that if you don't know where they are and you've got no way of finding out where they are, like you don't know where their family is or that sort of stuff,
yeah,
you can make an application for what we call substituted or dispensation of service. So you can apply to the court to get rid of that. You might have to put an ad into the paper, like the Sydney Morning Herald or, another local paper.
But isn't that still making me contact him?
No, because if there's an ad in the paper, it's unlikely he's going to read it. Who reads the paper nowadays, really? But you certainly, it's a more complex process than just filling in the application online, which is, normally how it's done nowadays. There's going to be a few more steps for you. But it is something that the court deals with pretty frequently, especially if there's violence or that sort of thing. The court won't put you in a position where you're vulnerable.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good to know. I mean, talk about a ghosting, by the way, just off the face of the planet.
15 years.
Good luck trying to find him. Anonymous number two, hello.
Hello, hi. My husband and I have been separated for 12 months now. We have two young children. We've been together 13 years and can have, I guess, contributed evenly into the marriage. I just wanted to know roughly what the split on the house would be.
It's really difficult to give, anything with great specificity. We look at ranges, and if you've contributed equally, you've got two young children. How old are they?
5 and 7.
And are they going to live with you predominantly?
No, we're 50-50.
Then, depending on what each of you earn, then it's probably likely that you're going to be looking at an equality of separation as well. If you put it in equally and you're sharing the future needs of your children equally, then it's probably about that in terms of the split.
50-50. And then I have a quick question. I have a new partner. And if my partner lives with me, how does that, with my assets, how does that work?
You can actually be in a relationship with a de facto relationship or a married and a de facto relationship with two partners at once. It can get messy, though. So what happens is you need to do your property settlement with your first with your husband quickly, and you can enter into a relationship agreement or a financial agreement with your new partner.
Mm. And will that hold up
your property
if we split
to
up?
Yourself. Sorry?
Would that hold up if we split up?
If you do it properly, then in all probability, yes. The court can overturn them, but if you've crossed all your T's and dotted your I's, then it's likely that you'd be okay.
Awesome indeed. What we've got here, Michael Tyson, is a typical cougar on the loose. She's taking what is rightfully hers. Oh, I'd say get that first man out of your life, settle for the lounge, the ensuite, and the guest bedroom, and then move on and milk this new man for all he's worth. Woohoo! Thank you, Michael Tyson. Plenty of divorcees. Very happy with your work, as always. Thanks for being a friend of the show.
Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can I give the history very quickly about how this phone topic came about? This came about
your
2 weeks. No, this came about 2 weeks ago. I brought this up at the meeting. I said, can we do, have you ever played a prank on someone with your prosthetic limb? And producer Jack did that little weird look. He goes, he's like, ha, 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 and like pretends to write it down and then just quickly tries to move on it. And never, ever makes the board. And then I kept saying it for a couple of days. I'm like, yeah, righto. And then I remembered on Friday, I was like, oh, wow, it's April Fool's Day on Monday. Like, this is the last show before April Fool's. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to have to get it on the board. Have you ever done an April Fool's with your prosthetic limb? To no avail yet again. I stewed on it over the weekend. I said, should I just let this die? Should I move on with the prosthetic limb pranks?
God.
I thought, no, you know what? One last roll of the dice today. It's April Fool's Day. Have you ever been involved in a prank on April Fool's with your prosthetic limbs? And producer Jack, yet again, did his little...
You weren't letting it go this time.
And no, and I purposely didn't bring enough ideas to the meeting today to make it give the illusion I was out of ideas. So there was nothing else he could put in there.
Yeah, and the one idea you did bring was, is it Eskai or Eski?
Yeah, yeah, I just made up like silly, dumb things to talk about. So I do, is it pronounced Eski or Eskai? Let's start the debate. He's like, I don't think that's a debate. I was like, oh, guess we're going to have to do the prosthetic limb stuff then.
You're so passionate about this.
Look, there will be someone out there on 131060 who used their prosthetic limb for humorous gain. Pranks, hijinks, Halloween, trickery, all this kind of thing. And I know there's someone out there on 131060 that's using their prosthetic limb.
Have you been involved with a
prosthetic limb prankster?
Involved with, yeah,
prosthetic limb prank.
Or have you experienced a prosthetic limb prank? Because the reason why this is so close to my heart is because I still have never been as scared as I was when I was in grade 5 at the Halloween little exhibition thing that our school put on. For some reason, there was a guy in my grade and his dad had a prosthetic limb. He was missing a leg. He had one normal leg and he was cut off at the knee and he'd use this prosthetic thing and he'd walk around. You couldn't really tell until he wore shorts. And of course, in grade 5, you're a bit like, oh, what's going on? How very interesting. Anyway, he volunteered to be in the Halloween stand at the school one Halloween year, and no one else knew that he had a prosthetic leg, and he chained up his prosthetic leg to like this dungeon, and then he pretended to try and run and break free from the dungeon, and his prosthetic leg fell off, and he filled it up with mincemeat.
His eyes is all over the ground.
And like tomato sauce and stuff, and everyone's like,
just terrified 5-year-old.
Thought that this leg had fallen off. It was the best thing I'd ever seen. I will never forget that. I will never forget the man with the prosthetic limb who played the prank on Halloween.
That's why you've been so passionate about it, because you've experienced it.
Yes, and I know that if there are any other prosthetic limb people out there, they must start pranking people. Just once a year. Just once a year. It's not insensitive. You will etch memories on little boys' consciences forever. 131060. Do we have anyone at all?
I don't know if anyone's going to call through.
Come on, guys. Prosthetic limbs, whether you're missing a leg, missing an arm. Have you played some sort of prank? A classic shake hand prank? Doesn't have to be bolognese sauce out of the leg.
You don't have an arm.
Or you got to shake the hand. That tricked you. Or they just pull it right off. Something like that. Hours of fun, I reckon. The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. Have you used a prosthetic limb to prank someone on April Fool's or any day of the bloody year?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Have you been involved with a
prosthetic limb prankster?
Involved with,
prosthetic limb prank.
Look, it's the day of all days for a prosthetic limb prank. And I bet there are a couple of people out there with prosthetic limbs going, shit, I missed a golden opportunity today.
I think you've just planted the idea in everyone's head, because I don't think it was a thing before you telling your prank.
Well, I'm glad to be the Pied Piper of pranked prosthetics.
Yeah.
Because there should be more prosthetic limb pranks. If there isn't enough already, judging by the phone lines, there are a couple going around. I'll never forget the day that a boy in our school, his dad, had a prosthetic leg and he signed up to be in the Halloween show, little haunted house little thing. And he tied up his prosthetic leg to the dungeon and he yanked it off and his prosthetic leg fell off and he'd crammed heaps of raw mincemeat and tomato sauce between his knee stump and his prosthetic limb. It was hot. It was live-action horror.
Putting that fantastic back on, you know, like you got raw meat in there. It would stink for years.
No, he would have had a dead hole. He would have scrubbed it right back to tip-top shape. And I just want to let that prosthetic-limbed man know that he made my Halloween that year. And he's made my life, to be honest.
All right.
Belle.
Next caller.
You work as a nurse. Hello.
Yes, I do.
What have you seen? You must have seen plenty of prosthetic pranks.
I actually only ever seen one really good one.
Okay. Well, what was the really good? What's the best prosthetic prank that's happened at the hosp?
So I was working as a new nurse, and I was working in an area where people were quite needing of nursing care, and I was helping somebody have a shower and dry off one day.
Great.
And as a joke, he goes, oh, hey, mate, just catch this. And he pops his eye out because he had a prosthetic eye.
Well, he just threw it at you.
Stood there, like, staring at my hands. I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
You had an eyeball.
You want to play a game of catch. You chuck it back to him, of course.
An eyeball in your hands.
Yeah, like a glass eyeball.
Yes. Oh, my good God.
This breaks the fourth wall because here we were thinking that we would cap it at arms and legs.
Yeah.
And little did we know there's a glass eye. Gee, you better not drop that thing. How bad are you going to feel if you bloody smash that man's only eye?
It's a great prank. I still don't know what to do with myself.
Well, it's a great prank. You just catch it, throw it back. He just wants to play, for goodness sake.
Launch it back into the eye.
He can't judge distance as well as he used to, so just make sure it's an underarm lob. But it's good fun. Prosthesis chat on 131060. Clinton in Melbourne. What's his story?
Hi, Danny. Yeah, I work in a kitchen, so we get a fairly lot of new staff come through all the time, like front of house staff and, you know, new chefs and things like that. And every time they come in, everyone's always telling me to turn my leg backwards. So, like, when I'm standing, it looks like my foot's facing the other way. I've got a prosthetic leg on the right foot. Every time they freak them right out, you know. So we just have running jokes in the kitchen, like, someone bangs my leg and we just say, I'll get a Band-Aid, or, you know, if it gets wet, get a WD-40 and all things like that. So, you know, have a bit of a laugh about it.
It's got everything. It's the classic twisted ankle. It's the classic new person initiation. And you can tell so much about a person. How do they react to the twisted ankle in the kitchen?
Price is priceless. Their jaw drops and they just don't know what to say. Usually they just look at me and walk off. That's usually the response I get.
We need a law that there must be one man in every kitchen in Australia with a prosthetic limb.
Okay, you go try and make that a thing, eh?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. And just spare a thought, just one thought for a good old Jorge Colombaris. Of course, getting hit in the eye with a squash ball over the weekend. Notorious squash players are for eye injuries. It's typical from George Colombaris to have spent the whole weekend at the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital in Melbourne, but still have time for an Instagram post to say, remember to wear your glasses when playing squash.
Beautiful, gorgeous meat.
Yeah, so George. So Jorge. We've dedicated the quiz to him tonight. Of course, every single answer has the word or sound I in there somewhere on 131060. Fast his fingers through. Casey in Melbourne. Hello, Casey in Melbourne.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks.
Slang name for conjunctivitis and apparently able to be caught from having your pillow farted on.
Pink eye.
Yes, pink eye is correct. Yeah, good old super bad scene.
No pink eye for me. I'm just really high.
Yeah, and always a good excuse if you're really high to just say you got pink eye instead. Depending on your situation. Next question. Yep. An Instagram influencer may post a photo with a facial feature that has strong game. What is this facial part?
Oh, strong eyebrow game.
Oh, I didn't pick you for that answer, to be honest, yeah. Casey. Strong eyebrow game. God. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't think you'd have a strong eyebrow game. I just didn't think that you were Instagram friendly. Tis all. If someone is looking at you with only one eye and the other one seems to be looking 5 metres to the left of you, what may this person have? Oh, no. I thought this would be your bread and butter pudding. How I've misjudged you heinously, Casey, in Melbourne. Sorry.
Oh,
no. No love, honey vibrator for you. Gonna go to the shops like the rest of us and spend $89.95. Josh in Melbourne, do you know the answer?
Pink eye?
Well, yeah, you're about three questions behind, I'm afraid. If you're three questions behind, I don't have all the time in the world to catch you up to speed. Maddie, in Melbourne, do you follow the space and time continuum?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good. If someone is looking at you with only one eye and the other one seems to be looking 5 metres to the left, what may this person have?
Lazy eye.
There we go. Yeah, so lazy eye is correct. Always interested, if someone develops a lazy eye over time, who's the first one to tell them? Because they're not noticing it by themselves. If you're doing this and the wind changes, your parents will say you'll stay like this forever. What are you doing?
Pulling an ugly face?
Yeah, well, that doesn't have the word or sound eye in there, does it? Oh, God. Some people are just full of banter. Natasha in Melbourne on 131060. Quick game's a good game. It's not an ugly face. Yeah, there we go. Cross eye is correct. good fun as a kid being cross-eyed, wasn't it? Just treat your eyes to that every now and then.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah, as an adult, it sort of seems scary and like almost will bring on a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old cross-eyed banter. Final question, by the way. If you get this one right, you'll have to uncross your legs for the Love Honey vibrator. Lol. Name the song from this instrumental part of the song.
I don't know. I can't think of it at the minute.
That's all right. We've got all day. No, we don't. We don't. That was just an April Fool's gag. Natasha, I'm going to have to bid you adieu. Say hello to Maddie in Melbourne. Do you know the song?
Black-Eyed Joe.
Huh?
Black-Eyed Joe.
Black-Eyed Joe.
Black-Eyed Joe.
One-Eyed Joe. What are you saying?
Black-Eyed Joe.
Black-Eyed. Buck. Buck-Eyed Joe. No, not Buck-Eyed Joe. How ludicrous. What a ridiculous human being you are. Mel, in the Central Coast, do you know it?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, Jesus. It was like having a delayed ejaculation. Finally got there in the end. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Have scored the Love Honey vibrator. Cotton Eye Joe, I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Bip up and up and doop and up up. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Seriously, Joe, your eyes are made out of cotton. I've never seen anything like it. Where the f*** did you come from?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. It's the end of the show for a Monday. Of course, before we go, final thought by myself. Producer Jack's been scaling Facebook for some of the most adult-like behaviour, acting like a child at the same time, and Chewy Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. If all goes well, your car will never touch another car. Oh, touch wood. Yeah. We'll never touch another car, would it? Why on earth would you want your car to touch another car if all goes well?
True.
It's bloody true,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's not.
Whoa.
I've got a clause in the argument.
Go on, hit me with the clause.
If you get your car towed, it's on top of a tow truck.
Why do you want your car? Yeah, but why do you want your car towed?
Well,
if you're like moving states and you want to put it on a truck.
Oh, yeah, you got me there.
Yes. One to Lulu.
Nothing like when two people gang up on one person when they've worked real hard at a thought all night. Producer Jack, he's been scouring the internet.
Yeah, today it's been revealed that hundreds of Aussie parents are travelling to the United States every year to choose their baby's gender or eye colour through IVF.
Oh, can you do that in the US now?
You can literally select if you want a girl with green eyes or a boy with blue eyes.
I'd go guy, brown eyes. Simplest.
Oh, that's simplest. Just you. You just like yourself.
Yeah, I would. Easy. Very easy.
Well, the post on Facebook wrote, "Do you have a problem with this?" And let me tell you, a lot of people do. Lisa from, Lisa Stride, I'm sorry, said, "Yes, I have a huge bloody problem with this. It's sickening to know that we as humans are altering our own species, our own flesh and blood. Oh my God, what are we coming to in this world?" She's mad about it. Another lady named Jess wrote, "A baby is a blessing. A baby through IVF is a miracle. If you want to pick what you want beforehand, you don't deserve either." if the technology's there, why not do it?
Oh, Producer Jack, we're close those phone lines, Chewy Louie. Don't want to be here for another hour answering calls after the show. No time for a headline this late in the night. No, valid point. Chewy Louie, moment of the show.
You finally got your prosthetic limb topic in. You really wanted to know who's been punking people on April Fools with their prosthetic limbs.
We got
few
better.
Callers.
Better than expected.
He goes, "Oh, hey, mate, just catch this." And he pops his eye out because he had a prosthetic eye.
Oh, mate, who could have even dreamed about the prosthetic eye gear?
Yeah, you got your answers.
Well done. They came to the party.
You can't see through a prosthetic eye, can you?
No, it's a glass thing. Yeah, it's like a big marble. We'll be back tomorrow night. We got Nicole Richie, Mel Gibson, and Constantino on the show tomorrow night.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.